In Alaganuk, the last 2 weeks have looked like this.
We're back to hauling water and honey buckets again.
That's City Administrator Alan Hansen. He says that the pipe started to freeze when the temperature dropped almost 80 degrees from unusually warm to dangerously cold. The water sewer system has a number of issues that, when combined with the cold, failed. But with some hard work and some help from organizations like the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, the water is back on for most of the village. Hansen now wants to make sure that this doesn't happen again by replacing bad equipment. But for the moment, he's facing another kind of freeze-up.
President Donald Trump.
An executive order from the president has frozen some Environmental Protection Agency grants. This means that Trump has temporarily closed the gateway villages have to new federal funding. The way this usually works is EPA gives funding to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, DEC, and from there to a program called Village Safe Water. After that, directly to villages. Bill Griffith with DEC explains how important this process is to Western Alaska.
They're 100% dependent on grant funding. If there's not grant funding available from state and federal sources, there are no improvements being made.
Griffith says the challenge that rural Alaskan municipalities have is that it's already so expensive for residents to get services, and there are so few residents to begin with, that, unlike larger population centers, increased charges would be astronomical.
You know, if Anchorage wants to upgrade its water plant, it can get a loan and, bump up everybody's water bill a little bit and repay that loan, but that doesn't work out so well in the villages.
The Trump administration has shut down all communication for now from the EPA to the DEC, so Griffith doesn't know what will happen in the future. But unlike Hansen, he's hopeful.
I guess we'll find out soon, you know, whether or not there's going to be the same amount of money as last year, or it might be somehow reduced or maybe even increased. You know, there's talk about potentially more funding for infrastructure. So, you know, it's just really anybody's guess.
Also, it's anybody's guess as to how long the freeze will take place. The Trump administration will not comment on the matter and will not allow EPA officials to communicate with KYUK about the issue. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.